No.
All right. This is a phase one commutation hearing for Dennis Kuhnwall, I think it's correct, AC number 216628. This is the living room with deputy clemency, and four board members present, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Louis Tonis, and this is David Neal, and I'll be hearing you. Mr. Kuhnwall is 34 years old, and he was serving a six-year sentence for dangerous drug violation that began June 2015. He is asking for a two-year reduction in the sentence. His current 2-hour ABS date is May 25th of 2020, and if this reduction is granted, it would be September 6th, 2018, which would mean that this is a time-served request. He had a one-year sentence for criminal trespass that was associated with this, and it was concurrent, and so it has expired. He also has 2 3-year probations to serve when he is released. Mr. Kuhnwall is asking for this reduction because he feels he was misled about his sentence when agreeing to the plea agreement. He states he had no idea he would receive 6 years. He also feels that the help he needs with his addiction can't be obtained in prison. It should be noted also that he stated in there part of his reasoning as he discussed the release was that he had doesn't hold anything against the prosecutor or the public defender. So it's a little puzzling to me as why he thinks he was misled if he holds nothing against them. So anyway, the offense was Phoenix PD responded to a call regarding a hit and run accident, and according to the victim, he was stopped at a red light when the vehicle, when his vehicle was hit from behind. The driver of the second vehicle had identified as defendant, failed to remain at the scene, and the victim was currently following him. A police helicopter located the suspected vehicle and provided directions to parole officers. Attempts were made to stop the defendant, but he refused. Police officers continued to follow the defendant for nearly an hour when they observed the defendant swerving and driving on the wrong side of the road, almost fighting with other vehicles. Stop sticks were deployed, deflating the tires and stopping the vehicles. The officers attempted to detain the defendant, but he refused to cooperate and pulled away as the defendant continued to disobey commands. And this was the stun gun was used. The defendant was finally subdued after 4 attempts with the stun gun. While at the hospital, the defendant stated he had been using methamphetamine for the past 2 days. An exam was completed by a doctor who was often located and removing a plastic bag containing light crystals from his rectum. The substance tested positive for methamphetamine. According to the plea agreement, count one, we have seen of a damage accident, count three, driving or actual physical control under the influence of intoxicating liquor and drugs, count five, and this arrest will be dismissed. So, he pled guilty to, he pled guilty to count two with unlawful flight from a police vehicle, count four with DUI alcohol drugs, count six possession use of dangerous drugs. Count two and count four both resulted in probation, and count six is where the 6 years came from, possession use of dangerous drugs. Based on the sentencing structure, for count two was unlawful flight, presumptive is 1.5 years and a maximum of 2, but he got 3 years probation. For count four, I couldn't find the presumptive, but the maximum is 6 months, and he got 3 years probation. For count six, 4.5 years is the presumptive, 3 is the minimum, and 6 is the maximum. He got 6 years as maximum, and that was partly due to his historical prior and the severity of the arrest and the leniency granted with the other ones. Based on all of that, I feel that the 6 years is, especially since it involved an accident and it was under the influence, I feel that 6 years is not at all excessive, but I want to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. Ms. Winnow.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. And I would just add that he had served five prior convictions, regardless of what was quoted in the plea agreement. And two of those, one of them was for drug paraphernalia, another one was for marijuana. So he had at least then been convicted for prior substance abuse type of crimes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. No comments. Okay. So based on all the information we have in front of us today and our discussion, I'm going to make a motion in reference to this email, ABC number 216628. My motion is to not pass him forward to phase two hearing at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Motion on the second. Second by Mr. Thomas, agreed by Mr. Johnson, and agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse. Come on over here. Thank you very much.